بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, inshallah today we'll discuss a majlis of Arif Billah Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, which he had given in 1998 in our country in Lanesia. It was after Fajr Salat, and he discussed a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is reported in Muslim Sharif, in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions a dua that is to be recited. It's a Masnoon dua, and this dua, alhamdulillah, we normally read it after Fajr Salat, especially on a Sunday, with our Masnoon dua. This is one dua that we recite and we have learned. So inshallah, although we have explained this dua previously, but today we will listen to what explanation our mashayikh have given, inshallah. So the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua that is mentioned is, Allahumma إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, is hadith paak mein Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne awwalan zawal ni'mat se panah mangi hai. Ke Allah, main panah chahta hu ni'mat ke zail ho jane se. Aur zawal ni'mat kya hai? Masalan raat ko خیریت سے سوئے، صبح اٹھے تو معلوم ہوا کہ آنکھوں سے نظر نہیں آتا، یا مالدار تھا اچانک تجارت میں گھاٹا آ گیا، فقیر اور مقروض ہو گیا، کوئی بیماری آ گئی اور صحت کی نعمت زائل ہو گئی. So as I say, in this dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Allah, I seek your protection from the going away of your ni'mat, from the disappearing of your ni'mat. Zawal actually means something that no longer exists. It no longer remains. It disappears. It goes away. It moves away. It comes to an end. So, Wallah, I'm seeking your protection from all your ni'mats coming to an end, disappearing, going away. What is meant by this zawal ni'mat, moving away of a ni'mat, of a ni'mat coming to an end? Person sleeps at night, good health, sound health, but he wakes up in the morning and he is unable to see. Aankhon se nazar nahi aata. So he is blind in the morning. So he had a ni'mat of sight, he was able to see at night, but in the morning when he woke up, that sight was taken away from him. Or at night, he slept in the condition that he was very rich, he had abundant wealth. Overnight, all his property was damaged, or he lost all his belongings. In the morning, he was a pauper. Person had plenty full of wealth at night, in the morning, he becomes a debtor, he has got debts. Ya koi bimari aa gayi, or suddenly he was struck with some type of sickness. So that ni'mat that he was enjoying, suddenly it disappeared. It came to an end. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka karam hai ki aapne aisi dua sikha di taaki meri ummat ke logo ki ni'mati zail hi na ho. Now look at the mercy and compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thought it's such a beautiful dua. Why? Because he had this worry and concern that the ni'mats his ummat will be enjoying, it must not be lost, it must not be taken away. It must not come to an end. They must still enjoy all the ni'mats, the boons and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye to zahiri ni'mate hai. These are all outward boons and favors. For example, a person had good health. It's an outward favor. It's an outward boon, outward ni'mat. Person had wealth also, it's an outward ni'mat. But then there are inward bounties that all of us enjoy. Isi tarah, batini ni'mato ki zawal se panah bhi usme shamil hai. So in this way, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Wallah, I seek your protection from your ni'mats coming to an end, going away. It does not only refer to the outward ni'mas that we enjoy, good health and wealth. No, it also refers to the spiritual ni'mas that we have been bestowed with. Jaise ni'mat taqwa hai, like taqwa, month of Ramadan, we all made an effort, whatever little feeble effort we made, but inshallah we have attained some type of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but this is what we tried for. Now this was a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mat of taqwa. So if this ni'mat of taqwa is gone, it disappears, it is taken away from us. So this is something that we will be concerned about. And therefore Rasulullah has taught us, O Allah, I seek your protection from even these ni'mats, inward ni'mats, spiritual ni'mats also been taken away. Ki abhi tak mahfooz te, lekin hawai jahaz mein baithe, aur air hostess ko dekhna shuru kar diya, aankho ki ni'mat taqwa zail ho gayi, ya kano se gana sunne lage, aur kano ka taqwa zail ho gaya, ya ghussa chhar gaya, to maa baap se larne lage. So in a similar way, a person had the taqwa, but he went on some journey, and he was tested by the air hostess. He now started casting lustful glances at her, or in the airport at some strange woman. So now the ni'mat of taqwa that he was enjoying, suddenly it is gone. Taqwa demanded that he should have lowered his gaze. He should not have casted lustful glances at that woman. But he began to fix his gaze at her. He began to enjoy staring at her. Or he started listening to music. Previously he had taqwa and he refrained from listening to music. Like in the month of Ramadan, we refrain from listening to all haram things. We did not look at haram things. We did not speak anything haram. So all these things was the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zawal of this ni'mat, the removal of this ni'mat means that now with those faculties that Allah Ta'ala gave us, instead of using them correctly, now we abuse them, and that ni'mat of taqwa, that bounty of taqwa, we lose it. So now a person listens to music, or he becomes so angry that he even begins to abuse his own parents. He lashes out at them, he uses vulgar language against them, or he begins to beat his wife up. So all this, what this means, that the ni'mat of taqwa that he was enjoying, it now, it disappears. Zawal ni'mat ki maana ye bhi hai, ki akhlaqi tor par hamara i'tidal aur istiqamat khatam ho jaye, aur koi radira ghalib ho jaye, liyada akhlaqi zawal ho, ya imani zawal ho, ya kifiyat ihsaniya ka zawal ho, sab usme shamil hai. So whether it is the good akhlaq that we had, which was a ni'mat from Allah, that is removed from us, or it is taken away, it disappears, it comes to an end. Or whether it was that iman that we had, Allah protect our iman. So that ni'mat of iman goes away. Or the kafiyat of ihsan, where a person is so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, in salat, out of salat, as though he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or at least he knows that Allah is watching him. That's a great quality, maqam of ihsan. Now in the month of Ramadan, we made an effort and we were enjoying our salat and tilawat, and the entire day we had this Allah consciousness that Allah is watching me all the time. Now after the month of Ramadan, suddenly this disappears. So this is a great ni'mah that has been gone. And therefore we have to seek Allah's protection from the zawal of His ni'mah. So when we make this dua, Allahumma, you can either say Allahumma inni means verily I, Allahumma inna verily we. So Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matika. Wallah, we seek your protection from the removal and the disappearing of your bounties. It refers to the external and the internal bounties. External, the wealth, health, whatever we enjoy, and the inward bounties of taqwa, good akhlaq, etc. All the spiritual qualities that we have, the good qualities, is all ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aage Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain wa tahawuli afiyatik. So the first one, Wallah, I seek your protection from the zawal of your ni'mat, from your ni'mat, whatever it is, it coming to an end, it moving away. Wa tahawuli afiyatik, and the transformation of your afiyat. The word afiyat simply means that a person is free from all type of calamities. And this also refers to external calamity, whether it is some hurricane, some volcano, some earthquake, some lightning that strikes a person, some fire. Any calamity that is external and also internal, like we explained now, the ni'mat that we have, internal ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many good qualities. Now all these good qualities that we were enjoying, suddenly it disappears. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in some other majlis, he had mentioned about afiyat. He said, afiyat ke do maana hai. Number ek, ki hamara deen kisi fitne mein mubtala na ho. Deen maftoon na ho. Fitna na paida ho. Kya matlab hai? Ki hum sar se pair tak aap ke rahe, aur sar se pair tak hamari aaza kisi nafarmani mein mubtala na ho. So what is the meaning of afiyat? To be safe. To be free from all types of fitna. From head to toe, our body is not involved in any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Head to toe, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is afiyat? We are saved from all types of sin. Whether it is sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the limbs, our hands, our feet. So if we are saved from all type, all acts of disobedience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have got afiyat. That is one meaning. And the second meaning, which is commonly understood, that a person has got salamat, safety, he's got protection. As-salamatu fil badan min sayyi al-asqam wal-mihna. He is free from all type of diseases, illnesses. So a person is protected. This is called afiyat. He's saved from all type of calamities, disasters, musibah, trials, tribulations, fitnas. This is afiyat. Now for this afiyat to be transformed into what? Into musibat. Oh Allah, we seek your protection. So we'll see, Hazrat explains. He says, hum pana chahte hai ki afiyat musibat se tabdeel ho jaye. The afiyat we were enjoying, the safety, the security, the amnesty, the protection, all this now becomes changed. It is transformed. He says, zawali ni'mat, what we explained first, that the ni'mat we were enjoying, external, internal, it moved away, it vanished, it disappeared. Or tahawuli afiyat, and the transformation of afiyat, what we explained now, may mulla ali qari rahmatullahi ye farak likha. There's a difference between the two. He says, ni'mat ka zawal ye hai. When we talk about a ni'mat that we were enjoying, like ni'mat of taqwa, or ni'mat of health or wealth, for that to go away, disappear, ki wo ni'mat jati rahe, it goes away. Mathalan, mal jata raha, a person had wealth, now he no longer has wealth. So ye ni'mat ka zawal hai. This is meaning of zawal of ni'mat. Lekin, agar mal bhi jata raha, aur koi dusri bala wa musibat bhi lag gayi, to ye tahawul afiyat hai. Now we can see the differences. Number one was, you had the ni'mat of wealth, and the wealth went away. You no longer have that wealth. So that is called zawal of ni'mat. But tahawul of afiyat, where your afiyat, your protection that you enjoyed, it is transformed, means that you had that wealth, you lost it. Okay, that's zawali ni'mat. But even worse has taken place. That you have now fallen into some other calamity, some other misfortune as well. So this is tahawuli afiyat. Ya Allah, don't make this happen. One is your ni'mat you had, it went away. But on top of that, you became very ill. Or you met up with some accident. So you got a greater misfortune. Or koi dusri bala wa musibat bhi lag gayi. تو یہ تحول عافیت ہے کہ عافیت کسی مصیبت میں منتقل ہو گئی مثلا 1,000 rand لیے ہوئے person has 1,000 rands بس میں جا رہے is going the bus اور کسی جیب کتر نے جیب کاٹ لی so a person pick pocket he came and he cut off the pocket and he removed the money person had 1,000 rands This means zawali ni'mat, the ni'mat you had, the wealth you were enjoying, you had in your possession, it is gone now. Or tahawuli afiyat means ki 1,000 bhi chin liya, 1,000 rand was stolen, or pitai bhi ki, and on top of that the person, the robber hit you also. Allah save us. So this is, you were enjoying safety, security, not just when ni'mat went away, But now you are put into bala and musibat because now you also suffered physical damage and injuries. He said, jaise Bangladesh mein suna ki waha jahaz par raat ko daku daka marte hai. He says, talking about Bangladesh, but happens in our country that at night the robber attacks, maal bhi chin lete hai, he steals the wealth, aur pitai bhi karte hai. And on top of that, he hits the person, the victim. Hazrat says, to maine ek alim se poocha, aya sun alim de, ki jab maal chin lete hai, to marte kyun hai? The man, the robber took the wealth away, why is he hitting, what is he getting out of hitting the person? So it is alim explained, he said, us alim ne kaha, ki bagheer pitai, koi paisa nahi deta, jab maar parti hai, to bichari jaldi jaldi nikar kar zalimon ko de dete hai. Nobody gives the money just like that. Person comes for money, the victim will refuse first. And until he doesn't get hiding, until then he won't give any money. So that's why the person hits him and then he gives the money. Khair Allah Ta'ala save us. But this is the meaning of the tahawul of afiyah, that the person, not only when ni'mat went away, on top of that, he got into some musibat, some serious crisis, some pain, some suffering, some disaster. So these two things Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, to seek Allah Ta'ala's protection. One was the ni'mat going away, and the second one, that afiyah that you enjoy, that now becomes transformed into musibat. Yet to tahawul afiyat ki ni'mat bhi zail ho gayi aur takleef mein bhi mubtala ho gayi. Uske baad wa fujaati niqmatik. Fujaa in Arabic means sudden. Niqma in Arabic means punishment, intiqam, revenge. So wallah, we seek your protection from you punishing us suddenly, from your sudden punishment. Achanak musibat ke pakar lene se bhi pana mangi ja rahi. We Allah, we don't just seize us suddenly and punish us suddenly. Ke raat ko aaram se soye, subah ko malum hua ki gurudev ne kaam karna chhod diya. So a person slept at night. Very similar to zawal ni'mat. But here it means more than that, that a person is asking Allah for protection from Allah Ta'ala punishing him suddenly. Nobody wants to get a sudden death or sudden punishment. Person is normally warned. He gets gradual signs, warning signs. When we are driving also, first they'll have a warning sign. Speed limit, camera ahead. Then the cops are standing in front. Now suddenly if he just comes out from nowhere, you were not even cautioned, you were not warned. So in a similar way, Ya Allah, do not punish us suddenly. Or jami'i sakhatik. And from all your anger, Ya Allah, we seek your protection from all those things that will cause your displeasure. Or Ya Allah, aapki har qisam ki narazgi se hum pana chahte hai. O Allah, we are asking you protection from all things that will make you angry and displeased. So these four things, zawalu ni'ma, tahawuli afiyah, fujaati niqma, and jami'i sakhata. معلوم ہوا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ناراضگی کی بہت سی اقسام و انواع ہے. By Rasul is saying, وَجَمِيعِ سَخَتِكَ. And Allah, we seek your protection from all. Jami means all. Sakhatik means Allah's displeasure. From all types of displeasure. All those things means it's plural. Not just one thing makes Allah Ta'ala angry. Many things can displease Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So whatever those things are, all those causes of Allah's displeasure, Ya Allah, we are seeking your protection. Bari narazgi ho, choti narazgi ho, bara guna ho, chota guna ho, whether it is big displeasure, small, big sin, major sin, minor sin, whatever it is, pana mangi ja rahi hai. Agar Allah Ta'ala ki narazgi ki mukhtalif anwa na hote, to Huzur Sarsam jami'i sakhatik na farmate. If there were not different types and causes and reasons for Allah's displeasure, then Rasulullah would not have mentioned this word, jami'i sakhatik. Ab sawal yeh hai, ki zawali ni'matik, aur tahawuli afiyatik, aur fujaati niqmatik, three things were mentioned first. Zawal of the ni'mat, and the transformation of the afiyat the person is enjoying, and from sudden punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things were mentioned first. And then Rasulullah said, وَجَمِيعِ سَخَتِكَ. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from all causes of your displeasure. Now what is the connection between the first three and this last statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rabt kya hai? To jawab ye hai, ki jumla afat wa baliyat ka nuzul Allah ta'ala ki narazgi se hota hai. When Allah ta'ala becomes displeased, then all types of musibat, calamities will fall upon the person. Aur Allah ta'ala ki narazgi ka sabab na farmani hai. Why will Allah ta'ala get displeased with any person? When a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he makes the na-farmani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is na-farman, when he disobeys Allah, then Allah ta'ala becomes angry. When Allah ta'ala becomes angry, then he unleashes any type of punishment. Whatever baliyat, test that comes, and whatever afad that comes, calamity, all these calamities are coming. Why? Because Allah ta'ala is angry. Why is Allah ta'ala angry? Because he has been disobeyed. Zawali ni'mat, tahawuli afiyat, fujati ni'mat. So, sirf teen balaye hai. These first things that we mentioned were three tests, three calamities that your ni'mat you were enjoying is gone. Second one, you enjoying that afiyat, now you got musibat. Third one, sudden punishment. These were three musibat that has come. Lekin, balaye, aur bhi bohat hai, but there are so many other type of calamities which we don't know. Therefore, lihada, jami'i sakhatik farmakar, aap sallam ne tamam balao ke sabab se panah mangi. And therefore, sallam mentioned, jami'i sakhatik, Allah, whatever displeases you, whatever displeases you, and obviously will cause your wrath upon us, your anger upon us, ya Allah, we seek your protection. Now, what a beautiful dua. This is something all of us should learn. Alhamdulillah, this CD is available also with this dua which we read every Sunday. It has been taken from the morning majlises. So if we are unable to read this dua properly, listen to it again and again. Inshallah, it will come onto our tongues. And this is a masnoon dua. We don't recite the masnoon duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the best of wazifas. The shaykh gives some wazifa, we hold on to that. After every namaz, we'll read it. The greatest of all mashaykh, greatest of all anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the greatest of all nabis is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he has taught us these duas. These are his words. So this is the best duas we can make. Many people ask, what dua should I make? Make the duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has taught us. And all these duas are for our own protection, for our own benefit. So as this is, ہر قسم کے ناراضگی سے پناہ مانگ کر تمام بلاؤں سے نجات کی امت کو راہ دکھا دی. اللہ تعالیٰ showed the امت the way from seeking protection from all type of disasters. مذکورہ تین بلائی تو خاص تھی لیکن جمیع سخت میں تمام بلاؤں سے پناہ آ گئی. اے اللہ, آپ کے ناراضگی کی تمام قسموں سے چھوٹی ہو یا بری, ہم پناہ چاہتے ہیں. کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ہر ناراضگی کے بعد مختلف بلائی نازل ہوئی. کہیں تیز آندھی آئی, کہیں پتھر برسائے گئے, کہیں زمین میں دسا دیا گیا. سو سم ٹائم پرسن از سنک, سم ٹائم سم ہریکین, سم ٹائم سم ولکینو, سم ٹائم سم اسٹونز دیٹ آر رینڈ اپون دا پیپل, لائک وی فاؤنڈ دا ٹائم آف دا پیپل آف لوت, قوم آف لوت, بیکاز دے انوالو دیمسیلف ان سودمی. دین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی پنش دیم بائی شاورنگ ہیوی اسٹونز اپون دیم, اینڈ اللہ تعالی دین ڈسٹروئڈ دیم. اسی درجہ کا عذاب و غضب نازل ہوا. اکارڈنگ ٹو جس درجہ کی ناراضگی تھی, اسی درجہ کا عذاب و غضب نازل ہوا. اکارڈنگ ٹو دا ٹائپ آف ڈس اوبیڈینس, دا ٹائپ آف سن, دا ٹائپ آف وائس دیٹ واز پرپیٹریٹڈ, دیٹ واز کمیٹڈ, دا مور ہیوی دا سن, دا مور ہیوی کیم دا پنشمنٹ. دس واز آلویز دا سسٹم آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. لائک دا پیپل آف لوت, when they committed sodomy, this was the worst type of crime ever committed. So Allah Ta'ala rained stones upon them. Allah Ta'ala rose this entire city right till the skies and toppled the city. So they were toppled and then they were rained with stones and destroyed. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them completely. So according to the sin, that will be the bala from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. اللہ تعالیٰ کے غضب کے معنی, what is the meaning of Allah تعالیٰ becoming angry? غضب of Allah تعالیٰ, تفسیر روح المعانی میں یہ لکھے ہے، ارادۃ الانتقام من العصاۃ و انذار العقوۃ بهم. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی میکس اللہ تعالی ڈیسائڈز ٹو ٹیک ریونج، ارادۃ الانتقام، انتقام مینز ریونج. Allah Ta'ala first gives the person chances. Allah gives him time to make amends, to ask for forgiveness. Allah gives him respite. And then he does not take heed to the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah now makes irada of intiqam. Allah, one of his qualities is al-muntaqim, where he has the power of taking revenge. From who? Min al-usat. From those who are aasi, those who are nafarman, those who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْزَارُ الْعُقُوبَةِ بِهِمْ. And then Allah Ta'ala sends down punishment upon them. کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانوں سے انتقام کا ارادہ فرما لے اور ان پر سزا و عقوبت نازل کر دے. بس جس درجہ کا غضب ہوگا اسی درجہ کا انزال عقوبات و ظہور آفات و بلیات ہوگا. جیسے قوم لوط پر جو عذاب نازل ہوا، ایسا عذاب کسی قوم پر نہیں آیا، کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ اس خبیث فعل کو اس سے پہلے کوئی جانتا بھی نہ تھا. ما سبقكم بها من احد من العالمين. That this sodomy no other nation had committed. No other nation. They didn't even know of such a thing like that. So when these people, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, committed this act, Allah Ta'ala became so angry, that we find that their punishment was the most severe punishment that ever came down. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reciting these very important du'as. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fuja'ati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. These four things have been mentioned. We should read every evening, every morning and every evening. It's part of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Hazrat had mentioned one malfuz, اپنی بیوی پر قناعت اور اس کا طریقہ عاشقانہ. How a person should be content with his wife. Of course, it's related in this sense that this is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must not make zawal of this ni'mat of the wife that we have. And it mustn't be tahawul of afiyat also. She goes and the next one is a musibat for you. So Allah protect us. Although it's not related like that, but khair. اپنی بیویوں کے بارے میں یہی سوچو. حضرت says that think of your wives in this manner, کہ یہی میری لیلا ہے. That this is my لیلا. دوسروں کی لیلا کو مت دیکھو. Don't look at the لیلاز of other people, other husbands. Don't look at their wives. Look at your own wife. دوسروں کی لیلا کو مت دیکھو کیونکہ وہ ہماری نہیں ہے. Simple as that. It doesn't belong to us. It's somebody else's property. جو ہمارے مولا نے ہم کو دی وہی ہماری لیلا ہے. سبحان اللہ, beautiful. That wife that Allah has given us, that is our لیلا. جو ہمارے مولا means Allah, master. جو ہمارے مولا نے ہم کو دی, that which Allah has given us, that is our wife. ساری دنیا کی عورتیں اگر مجنو کو بریانی بیچتی. Some youngsters may not know who's Leila and Majnu. The elder ones will know. Majnu was a man and he was gone crazy over a woman, Leila. He was gone crazy over her. He was madly in love with her. I don't think any youngster today has that type of love what Majnu had for Leila. Ulama had written stories about Majnu and Leila. You see, Majnun was so crazy, that's why known as Majnun, mad, insane. He was overwhelmed, he was consumed with the love of Layla, love for Layla, to such an extent that even the dog that went past the gully in which Layla resided, he would go and kiss that dog also. He would make tawaf of the house of, or go round and round the house of Layla. He was crazy over her. And people say that Layla was not beautiful at all. Very ugly looking. So somebody asked him, Majnun, tell me, how can you love such a woman? He says, you have not seen her through my eyes. You see her through my eyes and you know how beautiful she is. His father was embarrassed. Every time Majnun, he talking about Leela, wherever he goes. So he took him for Umrah or Hajj. And he took him right by Multazam. Duas are accepted. He begged his son, please, now you make dua. He said, Ya Allah, forgive me all my sins, Ya Allah. Beside the love I have for Leela. Right there also. Beside the love I have for Leela. So ulama have used this story of Leela and Majnun, which was an illicit relationship. Of course, they're not condoning it. But then they use this type of love to show us that this is makhluq, the love of Majnun for Layla. Love that he has for the creation of Allah. How our love should be for our Allah, for our Mawla. And we just move, shift that, which is called in the kitabs, in Shariat, ishqe majazi, an illicit relationship, not a genuine. Or it's a false love that we have. Because it's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real love, ishqi haqiqi, the true love we should be having only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nonetheless, because many people get caught in this type of thing, the whole day they're looking at other people's leela. So when they come at night, they come to home, then their leela does not look beautiful to them. So as it says, sari dunya ki aurati agar majnu ko biryani bejti. If all the different women in the world, if they had to send biryani, very delicious biryani for Majnun, Majnun, come take this from our side, you enjoy it. Or uski Leela usko suki roti bechti. But he's Leela, the one who he's crazy over, she sent for him dry bread. To batao, you tell me, Majnun kya khata? What will he eat? The biryanis of the others or the suki dry bread of his Leela? Chutney roti khata. He'll eat the chutney roti, the dry bread, which his Leela has sent. Dusri auratu ki biryani ko dekhta bhi nahi. He won't even look at the biryani of the others. That will not interest him. Whatever his Leela says, that is what he'll look at, and he'll praise that. Kehta ke wah, ye meri Leela ne mujhe di hai. This is what my Leela has given me. Lihada, mere maula ne jo biwi mujhe di hai, wahi meri Leela hai. In a similar way, that Leela, that wife, which Mawla, which Allah has given you, look at that one. Don't look at the other people's Leelas. Main dusri Leelaon ko kyun dekhu? Why should I look at somebody else's Leela? Kyunki shadi qismat se hoti hai. May this is the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has planned, Allah has destined nikah, that A will get married to B. So and so will get married to that such a woman. Pehle se Allah ne likha hua hai. Allah has already decreed this from before. Lihada jo mere maula ne mujhko di hai, wo sari leelaon se afzal hai. Therefore, whatever Allah has bestowed upon me, whatever Allah has decreed for me, that guarantee, definitely, that is more afzal, that is far superior to any other thing. So be content with the wives that we have. No matter what appearance she has, what complexion she has, what stature she has, but she was chosen for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, for the woman also, whatever complexion, whatever husband, however he looks like, whatever his appearance is, she should be content with the husband, because that is given to her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, what Allah has decreed, that has to be most superior. And as I mentioned on share in Farsi, which tarjuma share ka ye hai, ki meri biwi meri Leela hai, kyunki usko mujhe mere maula ne diya hai. My wife, she's my Leela because Allah has given me. Agar ye istihzar rahe, if a person bears this in mind all the time, to apni kali kaloti bhi dusre goriyo se achil lagegi. He won't worry about the other very pretty other woman, even though his wife may be very dark in complexion also, but he will enjoy his own wife because he will realize that this woman, this wife has been given to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah has bestowed, there can never be anything better than what Allah has decreed for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to appreciate our leelas. Of course, the woman gets very happy today, inshallah. But we're not expecting anybody's biryanis, but Simple. These are du'as that Rasulullah is taught. And Hawazat Rahmatullah Ali used to see different ways he would explain this ishqi majazi. This is a common problem that many people have. Many people. You're working at madrasa, working in university, in college, in schools, you're working in an office, you're working in a factory. Now you're surrounded by women. So what happens? You are casting that lustful glance all the time. So it so happens after some time when your heart is becoming blackened and dark and gripped with evil and vice, then when you look at your own wife, she will not appease you. Why? Because your mind will only think of those other women. And what happens then? He does not give his wife the true love and affection. She sees he's behaving different. They have unnecessary problems and quarrels and fights, dispute. Eventually talaq takes place. What is the cause of it? Casting lustful glances. So Ari Billah Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah, in different poetry form, in waz, nasihat, sometimes to some simple incident that takes place, he will relate it, bring it back to these type of maladies that has gripped the men folk of this ummah, more or less, mainly. Males generally suffer from these type of sicknesses. That we become infatuated with the woman around us, and we don't appreciate the ni'mah that Allah has bestowed upon us. Therefore, if you have this istihdar, you bear in mind that this wife of mine, she has been given to me from my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala's gift, I should relish and I should appreciate this gift. And of course the dua that we learn today, oh Allah, I seek protection. If you can't get the Arabic right for some reason, it's difficult. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the ni'mat that you have given me, inward, outward, from it just disappearing, going away, coming to an end. And oh Allah, I seek your protection from the transformation of the security, peace, amnesty that you have bestowed upon me. Don't transform it now into a disaster, into some calamity. And oh Allah, I seek your protection from you punishing me suddenly. In fact, don't punish me at all, but a sudden punishment is worse. Person is warned, the teacher warned, I will hit you, and suddenly he'll be able to endure a bit of that pain because he was cautioned. Of course, Allah's whoop when it strikes, nobody can endure the pain and the hiding of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But when it comes suddenly, it's worse. وَجَمِيعِ سَخَطِكَ And Ya Allah, all those causes and reasons that will cause your displeasure, Ya Allah, I seek your protection. You assist me, you help me. It's a very important dua. Really, especially in these times of fitna and fasad, then all the taqwa that we accumulated in the month of Ramadan, all the ni'mat of fasting and tahajjud and tilawat, inshallah, it will not just disappear from our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdihi, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.